Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
We are going to talk this morning about the Virginia Renaissance Fair, May 9th through June 7th on those weekends, again at Lake Anna Winery out on Courthouse Road in Spotsylvania. It is always a fun show. It is always a show that you never know what's going to happen, especially when with Cornelia Rutherford here. Bobby Hebert is here this morning, so I really don't know what's going to go on. I feel like the two of you could almost be in character the whole hour, and you would just it wouldn't be anything different for you.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
I'm not sure how many voices there are all in my head.
Oh, hi, Ted. How are you?
Cornelia, it is good to see you. I always enjoy these shows just because we'll talk about as we go along in the hour what goes on with the Virginia Renaissance right. Fair, but just to be in the spring is always a sad for me. And in about the middle of June, we do the final show on the Renaissance
right.
Fair, so it's coming back.
But oh yes, this is our 19th season.
Wow.
You know, 20 years ago when I actually started this concept, I said to a few people, hey, kids, let's do a show. And I had 18 intrepid cast members, 9 vendors, and a horse. And we took it on the road across all of Virginia. We went to Maryland. We even did a show in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Huh.
And I was told by those who know these things, other fair owners, including the people who worked at the old Renaissance Fair that had been in Fredericksburg here for 4 years.
Yeah.
I was told by all these people that, A, I didn't know what I was doing. And that was true. I don't think I ever told anyone I knew what I was doing. And that I would be bankrupt before I opened the first show. Also true. I staked it with my retirement. I cashed it out when I turned 50, and that's how we staked the show. And 3, that I would fail miserably. Well, guess what?
You're still going.
We're going into 19 years.
That is fantastic. Bobby, how did you get involved in this? Because this is you. This
yeah, is how did I join the carnival is your basic question.
Yeah.
And it is the strangest thing. I met Cornelia at a Chamber of Commerce. That's
yes.
right. And
yes.
yeah, I sell advertising for a living, but my passion is creating games. So I create a kid's game, Riddle Rhymes, and I came up to her and I said, hey, you wanna use these at your fair? That'd be fun for people to do. And she looked at them and then she started talking to me. She goes, oh no. What you need to do is you need to come join the Renaissance Fair. I said, I don't think I want to do something like that. She goes, you would be incredible. And then she looks at me, and then this is how every haunted house Stephen King thing gets going. She goes, I know my people. You are one of my people. I go, I'm not one of your people. I go back and I'm in the car. Am I one of Cornelia's people? And I go to the auditions, and during the auditions, I'm spouting off poetry that I created, and they're throwing me things to do. And they go, okay, now pretend like you're a rancher and you're defending the king, and I'm doing all this stuff. And this feeling comes over me. I go, I haven't felt this in many years. I thought I was going to be an actor, 40 years ago. And I go, oh my God.
I'm one of her.
And my wife's like, oh, you did not join the carnival. I said, oh yeah, I totally. And that's how it happened. And once I got, it was so different than what I imagined it would be. I thought it was, oh, it's just going to be a bunch of people in costumes. Oh my God. No. First you have 4 weeks of training and it's 8 hours of training. And these are, you have some professional actors on cast and they put you through movement. They put you through awareness exercises. You get dialect coaching and then you're asked to start creating characters. And from there, I mean, it was, the training itself. I told Cornelia, you should charge for this because when you're out in the field during the show
yeah.
and you watch a 15-year-old stand in front of a group of 30 people and hold them enraptured with a story, you go, how do you do that? Well, now I know it all happens during the training.
And that you've always said that, Cornelia, yeah. The training you offer is that people from other Renaissance fairs want to come and take it.
The training we offer is actually would be worth hundreds of dollars. I have a daughter who was an actor as a child. She did a lot of stuff in D.C. on the stage and a movie or two or whatever. But I know when she was in her training, we're doing so much more than what she got in the training that I paid an arm and a leg for.
Yeah.
But and I want to take issue with something Bobby said when he said, oh, there's professional actors there. I have news for you. After one season of the Renaissance Fair, you are a professional actor. Okay, so we didn't pay you, but you're as good as anyone else out there.
I'll Where's my right bowl now. Of gruel? I demand my bowl of gruel.
Oh, hi. Who let him in here?
Okay, half a bowl of gruel. You started
See, this
high.
Is what's great about having you two in here. This is just fantastic.
And that, I think the point that I really wanted to make, and I'm glad Bobby brought it up, is that anyone can do this. If you've ever had the feeling that maybe I'd like to see what it's like on the other side mm-hmm. of a performance. What it's like to be on the stage or be in front of the audience. But I'm afraid to do that because
embedded
I don't know
in
what
the
I'm
audience,
doing.
Actually. You are – this is the thing. You're always –
Yes.
Everybody talks about the movie Deadpool. Oh, Deadpool broke the fourth wall. We are always breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
We are always interacting. And people become part of the show. And – you just never know what's going to happen next and what you have to get yourself in. And we talk about this as we get ready for every show. You don't know what's going to happen. You've got to be loose. You've got to be flexible. And when it happens, it can absolutely be magic. And then after the show, we talk about, oh, and the guy said, oh, put her in the stocks and then sing a song. Oh, it's a shaming song. You can sing along. Everybody sings to a shaming song. Tell me what she's done wrong. And I don't know what I'm going to say next. And somebody will say, she can't cook. She can't cook and he can't look. And they'll eat in the dark on a log. I don't know what I'm going to say next.
Yeah.
And we know, but we're in contact with each other mentally. Seriously.
Yeah.
Because you're out there with the other actors and you're doing this for 10 hours at a stretch in the heat. And the other incredible part, and I've got to say for this personally, yeah, you get the acting, but Ponce de Leon had it wrong. The Fountain of Youth is not in Florida. If you would have told me on the cusp, I'll be 61 next Sunday, that I would be out in a field in 100-degree heat in a costume and going at it for 10 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wear a Fitbit. I've looked at it. I'm 25,000 steps, and I cannot get tired. I go, this is not flowing through me. This is flowing through the interaction of the people a third my age, not just people that go, oh, gosh, some old dude is going to hang out with us. No, these people that have become my friends, when the day starts, wow, we are actually one family, and it's not about age or gender or anything. We have one goal, and that's to see how many people we can get to laugh or smile or stop and interact with us. And it takes everything out of you. And when you do it, it's not like anything I've ever done before, because at the end of the show, you feel both totally drained and incredibly elated.
And, you know, that's really an interesting thing he said about the age. The Renaissance Fair cast has all ages in it. Our youngest is she just turned four this year, Lady Arbella Stewart. She's fourth in line to the crown. And she's been in the cast, this is her third or fourth season. Granted, her first year she was a prop, dressed up in swaddling clothes. But this child has been playing Lady Arbella Stewart so long that when she puts on her gown and she'll give you this withering look because you have not given her proper deference and bowed better. But we teach kids from the get-go how to do this thing. And so by the time they're in junior high or high school, they're comfortable public speaking. They're comfortable with strangers. They can speak with adults and carry on a conversation, which you may have noticed lately is a real art because everyone's got their nose in their phone and their devices. I'm just as guilty. But We have lost the ability to communicate face to face. And one of the things we teach in our training is not just how to act, but how to communicate, how to actually say something and be heard.
It's the Virginia Renaissance Fair. Cornelia Rutherford here. Bobby Hebert is here this morning. VARF.org is the website. When we come back, cast auditions. There is one more chance to take part in the cast auditions. We'll tell you about it when we come back on News Talk 1230 WF.
Opinions. We've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Chu.
The Virginia Renaissance Fair, our focus this morning, it gets underway May 9th and goes through the early part of June at Lake Anna Winery. Cornelia Rutherford is here. Bobby Hebert is here. This is such a fun show. I mean, you two, it's just... Cornelia, you always, whenever you bring anybody, it becomes a performance.
Here's the thing, Ted, that I bring people that I think would be fun on the air, but I have to tell you that every person in the cast, everyone, and we have people of differing abilities. We have people, I'm 68, I'm going to be 69 this year. And I feel young, although believe it or not, someone last week referred to me as elderly. She lives, but just barely. but it keeps you young.
Yeah.
And the young people are taught to embrace being their age and really just enjoy being the here and the now. Be here, be now. It's a wonderful thing. It's not just... We put on a show for 2 hours and then everybody goes home. We're on, Bobby said, we're on for 8 hours all day long. And if it's raining, if it's cold out, if it's hot out, we're all there. We just dress appropriately. You would think no one would come in the rain. But last year, in an absolute downpour, over 1,000 people showed up. And I mean to tell you, it was pouring.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew they'd still get a show. We just do it under the tents instead of out in the field. It's a great organization to be a part of, not just because it's mine and not just because Bobby's there, although I've got to tell you, people can learn so much from him. It gives you something that you're just not going to get anywhere else, not today. The ability of these young people, these young kids who are 10, 12, 13 years mm-hmm. old, and I've watched them grow up over 19 years, and I've seen them go to their college interviews and nail them. Go speak in public at their jobs. Get good jobs because they can communicate. That's a bonus, and that's something that lasts long after the fair closes in June.
You've got auditions coming
yes.
up. You did auditions this past weekend. And
right. Oh, good ones, too. We had got some really good people.
And you're doing it again March 21st at the Salem Church Library.
Right. And I encourage anyone out there who's ever even thought, I'd like to do this. If you're a homeschool parent or grandparent and you've got kids that are being homeschooled, let me tell you, this is a fantastic family event.
Mm-hmm.
We've had lots of mom, dad, and the kids join. Now, maybe mom and dad don't want to be characters. We've got plenty of volunteer opportunities. But auditions are really easy. You basically prepare a story, a monologue, even just one of those story jokes, you know, and you come prepared to deliver that no more than 90 seconds. It's a short story. We want to make sure you can walk and chew gum at the same time. And then we want you to dress so that you can move because we're going to do some improv games just to see how you handle that sort of thing. After you audition, you get to meet the management, the lower management of the various areas. We have the townsfolk, middle class, the Queen's Court, the militia, and then there's also the minstrels. So if you're a musician, please consider coming. We strings, brass, and percussion and winds, especially if you're a recorder player. We have a wonderful minstrel group that not only play for the dance sets and play for the queen, they do stage sets themselves. That our minstrels have a really good time. But that's all there is to auditions. And then we can tell you, if you're accepted, what area we'd like you to play in, although we let you interview with all the different areas and let you decide which you feel the most comfortable in.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, you have to – I was telling you off air, and I always tell the story. The very first time I came, I was unprepared for – because to me, you can't, I just came and I was willing to just walk around and look at things and go to a show or two and then leave. I did not know it was going to be so interactive. You and your personality, you would love a person like me, I think, just because it would be a challenge to just get me out of my,
well, and
my
that's,
routine.
Here's the courage component of this. I'd done some stand-up comedy before I joined the Renaissance Fair. This is not stand-up comedy. You're to say stuff to an audience.
Yeah.
No. You're going to interact. You're going to be within a few feet. And so when my first year, you know, I do riddles. So I go out and I created this old book of riddle rhymes. And I give people gift certificates. And they get nothing with certificate except it certifies them as a riddle master. And I did my routine, but I'm close in. And so I'm walking up to people and I stop them in a group. And I go, today, one of you will go to sleep glorious in victory. The other crying yourself in your pillow as I do every night. Oh, I lie. I have no pillow. I'm but a peasant. I sleep on a rock. You mock me with your pillow. But now hear your first riddle. Solve it. The answer is in your head. I am curved from end to end. Show me off. Make a friend. Got it? Do you know what it is?
I have no idea.
I'm so bad at Bobby's.
Oh!
I get sucked in.
You have it on your face.
Him.
I am curved from end to end. Show me off.
A smile.
It is a smile.
Oh,
you indeed. Cornelia, long have you sought this certificate.
Indeed,
you lure me into this studio this very day, supposedly to talk to Mr. Schubel about this show. But I know you. Yeah, and I would do that. And I go, oh, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
But then I get pushed further. I start telling people online on my Facebook, if you show up at the fair, I'll create a poem for you. Because I believe in poetry. I believe that everybody needs the epic story of them told. And people started taking me up on this. And this was about second and third year. And this is where it gets scary because I'm not sure I have the talent to do this. But they're my young cast members. And they say, yeah, we've seen you. You can do this because we're always doing this. We're encouraging. So a guy says to me, it's my 30th anniversary. I want you to write a poem for my wife. I said, meet me at the Maypole. And I write him back on Facebook. He meets there. I said, tell me about her. Her name's Susan. I love her eyes. I said, give me 10 minutes. So I go backstage and I write. And I go, I've got to do this because I've promised it.
Yeah.
And I come up with Larry Sands. I meet him in the pub. And is this your lady? He goes, yes, it is. When I think of Susan, the skies begin to clear. I look upon her lips. Then I chug a beer. And with every sip, I know I'm getting drunk. She's the molten lava that melts this over schlunk. Sweet hangover. Is this woman in my life? I think I thirst again for the goddess I call wife.
Huzzah!
And I sank to her. I sank to my knees and I kissed her hand. When I came up, I thought the guy was going to kiss me. I go, I spent a few minutes writing a poem. And now I've made a best friend. To make a best friend pretty much in modern society, you got to move people's furniture. Yeah, I'll come over. I'll bring my truck. Write a poem. Do what you – if you want to enjoy having fun, this is the place to do it. Now, I could not do that my first year. Not maybe because I didn't have the talent because, I love writing.
You didn't believe you.
I did not have the courage. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was the whole – was the flying elephant thing. Hey, here's your magic feather. Woo, I can fly, Dumbo. Yeah. People encourage you.
Yeah.
And guess what? They spent $12 to get in. You're exactly 2 minutes of their show. It's about a nickel's worth of entertainment. You can do that.
And they're never going to forget it.
They will never forget it. That's the thing. We all go through life and we meet people and you see people for 30 seconds and then they're gone. You'll go to events and you'll sit down at some big party and you'll talk to people and you eat food. 3 minutes after you leave, you don't remember who you talked to, what you ate, why you were there maybe. But I'll tell you what, that two-minute interaction with a character at the show stays with people. You have no idea how it feeds your soul when you realize you've made this connection with someone.
Oh,
And years later, they remember it.
Oh, this happened last year. A young lady came up to me. She goes, "You're the poet." I said, "Yeah, I am. I remember you." She goes, "And I remember you. You gave me a certificate. I made you one." And she hands me the certificate, the Alan Adale Certificate of Storytelling, certified by Lady Caitlin. And I said, "Thank you so much." And Alan Adale is the poet of Robin Hood. And I was about to cry. I really was. And this is one of my most prized possessions, because what I want to create, and I think this is what we want to create, is another good old day.
Yeah.
Most of us have good old days that are too old. When you get to be my age, if you're talking about stuff that happened in the 70s and the 80s and 90s, your good old days are moldering, man. You got to dust them off. You got to create one. And this is what we're trying to do, is create another good old day. And what you find is a group of people that want to do that. And my mentors, I watch people, Natalie Spoonie. There's this actress named Spoonie who does cruise ships, and she's with us. She acts at the three levels that the expert actors go at. She can go one to many, 1 to 100. You know, she can stop a group, 1 to 5, 1 to a few. She can absolutely get a small group in and mesmerize them. She can go to her knee and take a three-year-old child totally into her world, 1 to 1. And I've seen her do that within seconds. And I go, I want to learn that. And because in my mind, I'm always trying to learn while I'm out in the field. And I go, wow, where do you get to do stuff like this? Here's an expert who is showing me her craft. And then we change stuff. And that's what's happening, is it becomes a big stew of talent, where we're all throwing it in. Okay, here's my potatoes. Here's your tomatoes. Let's see what happens with it.
Yeah. Bobby Hebert is here. Cornelia Rutherford is here. The Virginia Renaissance Fair, our focus. And if you're interested in getting involved in this and doing some of the things that both Bobby and Cornelia have talked about, cast auditions coming up on March 21st. We will continue. VARF.org is the website. There's also a great Facebook page. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shue.
The Virginia Renaissance Fair, our focus this morning with Cornelia Rutherford and Bobby Hebert. Great stuff this morning. The fair starts May the 9th. It goes weekends through June the 7th, 10 to 5 each day at Lake Anna Winery. Bobby, how long have you been doing this?
This will be my fifth season.
Okay. Wow. It sounds like you still continue to develop your character.
Yes. And what I realized two seasons ago is, I've come up with routines and I was getting what I thought would, getting people to laugh, but I wasn't interacting with the other actors. And that's when I started interacting two seasons ago with the other actors. I go, oh, this is even more fun, because now it's like a barbershop quartet. They say, you get four guys and then a fifth voice shows up. And there's a consciousness that happens when you start working with other actors. And then my friendships got deeper. And then I realized, okay, now I want to develop something else. Now I want to see if I can create something new out of this. And that's what I'm seeing myself do. But it's not just me. I'm watching other people develop. One of the things talking about during break is I want to learn how to sword fight before this is all said and done. And if my wife is listening, I'm serious. I'm not too old. I know
it's
I can do
this. It's not my fault. I didn't make him do it. Trust me.
She has a knife to my neck. She's making me do this. But no, if you've ever seen any, they are fighting with swords, and it takes a ton of rehearsal. It takes incredible trust. Now, last year I was training a little bit of stage fighting, fist fighting, and everything is treated so seriously behind the scenes. If you want to learn something deeply, try sword fighting, because you're doing it in front of a crowd. You're doing it with the thought of entertaining people, but a slip could tear a tendon. It could hurt somebody.
Yeah.
But it's done to entertain people, and it's done as part of a craft. That's one of the things I want to learn before it's all said and done.
You know what's interesting in talking to you and the perspective you've brought to this morning, Bobby, is that because Cornelia talked about kids coming in and how beneficial it is for young people just to be able to speak in a crowd or to just as kids. But for those of us who are adults, I mean, it can really change. It can add another layer to your life.
I have never, for years I would do martial arts. I do running. I've never had anything that pushed me physically this hard because now I've layered in the mental thing. Because now I don't want to look exhausted when you see me, even if I am exhausted, because that's part of the illusion. So I need to be fit enough to go 5 hours in 100 degree heat. I also want to be able to think at the same time, two or three conversations, blend them together and really give you a joke that you didn't see coming. That caused me, and I'm wondering if now you can come up with something else you can charge people for, cognitive therapy. You're actually getting people's synapses faster, because I'm finding that ever since I've been doing the show, I'm always, wow, how can I now say this in a different way? What's going to happen when they do this? And that's what happens. And like I said, I couldn't do this 10 years ago or 20 years ago, my 40s and 50s. And so I'm telling you, when I hit my late 50s, I thought, yeah, man, I've got a couple good years left in me. No, I had no idea that 60 is the new 10, where you would actually go like a child again, you, everything out on the field, when the bagpipers start playing, you're going, wow, this is new. So I'm encouraging, you know, older people too, people like me, if you want to discover, and I do believe that our Creator put a great treasure in each one of us. And if you haven't had a chance to unearth that gold, and I tell people that in the street too, when I stop and say, there is a great treasure in you, and you are probing now, and eventually it will be unearthed, and you will go on a journey of wonder, my friend. And I'll stop people, and I'll ask them what they're interested in. And it's amazing, people sometimes will tell me what their goals are. I can see it. I can see it in you manifesting. For is not this village like Brigadoon, rising out of the mist of the summer every year, a place where friends have been waiting for you for ages, my friend? Yeah, just making stuff up like that in the moment.
I told you he was one of my peeps.
I was just going to say that. There is no question about it.
Okay, yeah, it's a cult, man.
It is. But, you know, he touched on something that I think is really important. We have all ages in our cast. One time, early years of the show, when we were pretty rough around the edges, I got to tell you, a woman brought her elderly mother, who genuinely was elderly. She was 83. And the mother had crippling arthritis. But she saw something. She saw something there, that passion, that excitement. And she told her daughter, I want to do this. And she insisted all week long. So her daughter brought her back the next week. And the daughter took me aside and said, my mother would really like to do this, but she can barely walk. She's 83. And I talked to her mother. Her mother was mentally sharp as a tack. But her body was quitting on her. And so we put a costume on her. She came. She auditioned. We named her Granny Goodbottom. And we put her on a stool at the front gate. And as people came through, she'd say, so have you heard what is going on with the Queen and that young man that we don't like? And she would pass rumors. And she would spin the most amazing tales of people. You see that lady over there? She looks very sweet, doesn't she? Well, let me tell you, she went over to Lady So-and-so's house and let all the geese out of the pen. And things like that. And she would go all day long. And if the weather got bad or she got cold, we'd move her under a tent. Or toward the end of the day, we'd help her to another place. But Granny Goodbottom was with us for 2 years. And then at 85, she broke a hip. But we miss her terribly because she was just, again, any little town. We create a town. Every town has Lady Arbella Stewart, who's 3 years old, and they have Granny Goodbottom, who is 85. and everyone in between. We have people in our cast who are sight impaired, hearing impaired, differently abled. We have young people with autism on the autism spectrum. So it's a place that everyone can reach their potential and actually, I think, exceed it. Would you agree, Bobby?
Oh, yeah. And yeah. You just don't know. That's the thing is you have your expectations, and your expectations will constantly be blown away. That's why the young people – I'm going to be working with two of the youngsters this year. Riley and Katie both want to do what I do. Right. They both can do it. They said, yeah, we think we can do spontaneous poetry. And I go, we're going to have an epic rap poetry society. I go, oh, much better than that Shakespeare. Ha! He is sordid and seditious. He is vile, vexing, vicious. He is acrimonious and atrocious.
Master Quill, know you that some of us are quite fond of Master Shakespeare.
Yea, I was his best friend in college. He wrote in this book for me. He says, to my friend Quill, you are the better poet.
It's right here in writing.
If she could
that
read.
That looks very much like your own writing, my lord.
I can't write either. No, but yeah, they're both ready to go at it. They want, I go, yeah. And I feel like, wow, maybe this is what a Jedi Knight feels like. Somebody went, yeah. I'm mixing my genres. In fact, somebody said to me the other day, says, you know, you're wearing a Star Trek emblem and a Star Wars tie. And I said, there's no Harry Potter on me. I've drawn the line there. So, but yeah, maybe this is what it feels like. Because I've been taught by people far younger than me, and now it goes in a cycle. And that's what I've begun to realize is that I am in no way finished. I'm just beginning to uncover the talents, and I'm seeing that in other people.
It was interesting. It sounds like so much of what you do, like you said at the start, it's all spontaneous. You can plan certain things, but not really.
And you have templates. You begin to memorize, wow, that got a laugh. I'll use part of that joke later. Or when you're coming together as a group, you go, okay, this family is coming, especially over the stocks. You know, we've got the constable, put them in stocks, and they go, Master Quill, come over here, and we need a shaming song. Are they not dreadful? And we've kind of have a routine together because we've done it several times. And then the so when you can bounce back and forth between rough templates and spontaneous material, that's when you begin. And I'm not a musician. I really wish that I would spend time before I get off this planet learning how to play an instrument. But I'm thinking maybe that's what it feels like when musicians, when they say they jam, because you're seeing
that is exactly what it feels like.
Oh, my God.
That is exactly that you have transcended. There's a magic that happens when everything comes together and it is greater than the sum of the parts. We are greater than the sum of our parts. Every person on that field, every person, and not just the cast. You know, we have a lot of volunteers that are not actors. We have the Green Knights, who are building and grounds fellas and gals that are out there. They were out there last weekend. We had to rip apart the Phoenix stage and put it back together because weather happens. And they're out there. They're part of it. If they're not there doing their job, you, the patron, aren't having a really good time because something isn't right. We have the White Knights, which is our health and safety group, who are there to make sure that if you need a Band-Aid, you get it. If you get overheated or underheated, you've got a place to go. Even to change the baby, you've got a nice place. And they're our medical staff. We've got volunteers at the front gate, at the ticket booth, in the gift shop, all over the place. But again, the show is not the show without the patrons. Everyone is a part of it, and that's where the interaction becomes vital. If you come to the Virginia Renaissance Fair and you have not had a one-on-one or small group-on-one interaction with a cast member in the first hour you've been there, then we've failed. And I don't think we've ever failed, Bobby.
Well, that's part of the training, too. I remember Aurelia, my first year, she was our taskmaster. She goes, it's your first day. I want each of you to have 5 one-on-one contacts, and I'm going to ask you about that. And your first time, you're walking up to strangers who are looking at you like, oh, what is that person doing in this costume?
Yeah.
And you're going to start a conversation. and it's strange and it's hard. And I got to say it's now, if I'm not having 100 a day or 150, because we all get addicted to it. And that's what it is. It is the addiction of interaction, where I've actually heard one of the directors say, don't fight over, put down the patron. Don't fight over the patron, because, oh my God, you know, you've got them up against the ropes. They're all laughing. And we are, and if it's a rainy day and there's not a lot of them, we are looking for people. This is like one of those zombie games. We are coming for you because we realize we don't have, you know, giant 3D castles and moats and everything. What mm-hmm. we do have is people. People that will have a one-on-one with you, and you're not getting that from the outside world. You're getting the same smile from the cashier because they're required to do it. You're not getting somebody going, oh, I want to see if I can make you double over in laughter, or I want to make your eyes go wide when you see this sword technique. And that's what you have with the people there.
And that's got to be fun when you see that you're really connected, or you're bringing someone out.
Oh, I will explain to you, though, there's also leakage. What happens, it eventually gets back into your regular life.
Yes.
So I'm meeting somebody at the Chamber of Commerce, and they make me wear coat and tie and pants at my job.
That's
and so
good thing.
And we meet, and she goes, it's so nice to meet you. I said, well, I've actually met you before. She goes, really? I said, are you not a riddle master? And I recognize her. She goes, you're that riddle guy. She goes, why are you dressed like this? I go, well, I do this for a living. She goes, I thought you did that for a living. She thought I was like Dracula. I was always dressed like that.
Yeah.
Because part of my regular life had overlapped.
It's always fun when you run into someone completely out of character. I know I was walking through Potomac Mills in T-shirts and shorts with my daughter and grandchildren one day, and a man walked past me with his tall, blonde young man, and he came running back, and he said, it's you. And I said, I was earlier today. I suspect I still am. And he said, do you recognize this boy? And I didn't. And he said, when he was 5, he was afraid to be knighted by the queen, and you sat down and put him in your lap. He said, I recognized your voice.
Wow.
Now, this kid had to be 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
This was over a decade. And yet it had meant so much to that man and his kid. You touch people in a way you are never going to touch them any other way in your entire life as part of the cast of the Virginia Renaissance Fair.
You too can be part of this. There are auditions coming up on March 21st at the Salem Church Library, varf.org. Cornelia Rutherford, Bobby Hebert here. We're going to wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVN.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Bobby Hebert and Cornelia Rutherford here this morning from the Virginia Renaissance Fair, May 9th through June the 7th. And if you have any interest at all, boy, this show has, what a great show this has been, Cornelia. You two, the thing is, you two can do these little, you can do a little bit here, and you haven't practiced it at all. It just comes to you.
That's just it. You don't practice these bits. Well, sometimes there's a little practice, but it's on the 30,000 foot level.
Yeah.
You know, how about if we do a theme about somebody threw a chicken into the well? Okay, we're going to do a gig about the well, and we start bouncing ideas. But then when it comes to actually performing it, nobody knows what's going to happen.
And the mindset is, whatever happens, that's great. Because you're going to take it and make it great.
Yeah.
One of the things we teach is beginning, middle, and end. You have to know when to stop, too. How many of us have seen a show that should have closed mm-hmm. down? They say jump the shark. So we have to teach people how to not jump the shark. There's so much training that happens. Like Bobby touched on a lot of it. But we teach dance and character development. How to create a convincing three-dimensional character, a character that's not just a concept in your head, but your clothing reflects that character, your props reflect that character, your demeanor, your behavior reflects your character. And in order to do that, you need to learn a fair amount of history. But we make learning history fun because it's related to who you are personally and you can relate it to your life today, which is why it's so good for the kids. But it's also great for, I'm encouraging active seniors to come out and join us. It's going to take your brain out for a spin.
Yeah.
It's really going to add a dimension to your life that maybe you've lost. Maybe you retired and you don't have that interaction with a diverse group of people that you had in the office. Well, let me tell you, you'll not only interact with them on that field and in the woods at the fair, but they'll be part of your life for the whole year. And I don't know what else you'd like me to say.
I just think this is VARF.org. Again, March 21st is the next.
Last. It's the last audition, yeah. March 21st. And it's in the morning. It's, I think, 9:30 to 12:30. Check the website. Mm-hmm. If you have any interest and you want to ask more questions, you can reach me at 703-508-5036. I don't answer the phone after 9 o'clock at night.
703-508-5036.
And check the website. We're also on Facebook. Lots of cool stuff on Facebook, including a rerun of this show later today.
Bobby, this has really transformed you, as you have described this today, and I think your story is just repeated over and over and over again.
Yeah, back into
so
therapy
many
for me.
If your wife were here, we might get a different story from all of this. You and Cornelia here, we see this side.
You're not bringing her here, are you, sir? You are a cruel man.
Bring her in. Let's see what. It's just fascinating what you're a great example, because Cornelia always has talked about the training and what it does, and you have talked about it.
I do have one last thing. Can I tell you?
Sure.
All right. So my wife, my daughter, they actually did embrace it. God, Dad is having so much fun. So on one of the last days of the fair last year, they decided to bring me flowers, show up with roses like I'm performing on stage and at the Metropolitan somewhere. And they come up in the field and I turn around. They were handing me the flowers. My wife goes, "Is that my necklace?" And she reaches and says, "You took this out of my jewelry box." And my daughter goes, "Yeah, he's been stealing my jewelry too."
Did you get to keep the flowers?
I kept the flowers and the jewelry, man. I am an actor. That's what I...
Again, March 21st is at Salem Church Library is the last of the auditions.
And there's also an email address, comeplay@varf.org. That's comeplay, all together, @varf.org.
And then in April, you start
rehearsals.
Rehearsals will start, and then May 9th is when
right Easter
the
weekend
show.
We take off, but then we're in rehearsals all of April, and we hit the ground running in May. It goes so fast.
703-508-5036. If you want to call Cornelia up and talk about this, check out the website. VARF.org has pictures, describes everything, and it is all there. And exciting stuff again for, you said you're 19?
This is our 19th season, so I encourage you all, come on out and try out the 16th century.
The Virginia Renaissance Fair at Lake Anna Winery, May 9th through June 7th. Bobby Hebert, Cornelia Rutherford, thank you both for coming
in. Thanks,
Ted. Fantastic stuff.
Thanks for listening.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.